Breaking story.
Well, let's talk about it right now.
This is an unconfirmed report.
We just heard this. We are not making this up, but we haven't confirmed it. Tim?
We have not confirmed it. We have reports that Will Ferrell was killed in a paragliding incident. Now, the story has just been pulled from the source that we had it from a couple of minutes ago.
So where did we originally get the story from?
Sarah Dillon?
A listener actually called in and said that he had heard it on Sirius.
So a listener,
thanks. He was listening to it, commercial breaks.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks. So, thanks. I'm sure that the people at the, I'm sure people listening in the office will be glad to hear. Thank you very much.
So the story has been pulled.
Okay, but so we had a listener call us to tell us that Will Ferrell had been killed in a paragliding accident. Now, yes. Have we seen this online anywhere?
This is what it says online.
Okay,
says,
here's what it says.
Where are you reading this from?
It's iNewsWire.com, press release 6 hours ago.
Well, that's 6 hours ago. Isn't it? What?
Yeah, it says actor Will Ferrell accidentally died in a freak paragliding accident yesterday in Torrey Pines, yesterday. Southern California, .. That's it.
You think if it was real.
I call shenanigans on that. Hold on, let's see if these people know what we're doing. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to talk to Rick and tell him that I have a gift for him.
You want to talk to Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
They like us.
Hold on. Sorry. Hey, Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
You're not doing the Tom Likas thing on me, are you?
I really am, dude. I'm totally doing the Tom Likas thing. Hey, have you heard anything about Will Ferrell dying in a paragliding accident?
Well, just from you guys on the radio.
That doesn't really count. That's what we call a circular source. Okay.
I have a gift for you, Rick.
Okay. Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
It's probably a little bit bigger than a baby's arm.
What is it?
It pretty much involves, like, two of your favorite things, rock and roll and video games.
Okay.
It's this video game called Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. It comes with a little miniature guitar thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I sent you an email yesterday, so I'm sure you've got thousands of emails, but just wanted to bring this by and let you check it out, because I think you'd be really into it.
Am I allowed to receive? There's this whole thing. I had to sign, like, a 50-page book here about not taking stuff from... That's only from companies, right? I can take stuff from people. Well, whatever. Right, bring it by. I don't care.
Let's not get involved in legalities. have you have fun with it.
That's the right attitude. Rick, yeah. Let's not get bogged down with laws. All right, Ryan. Yeah, come on by, man.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's Ryan. All right. That has nothing to do with Will Ferrell. Okay, so let's stop and get a hold of ourselves here.
Let's talk about actual people dying.
Well, but before we do that, though, let's get a hold of ourselves. So a guy called and reported that Will Ferrell had died in a paragliding accident.
Correct.
Sarah, you then went to where? Google News or something?
Yeah, I went on Google News and Googled Will Ferrell.
And you went to Google News, Googled Will Ferrell, and there was iNews something?
iNewsWire.com, and I'm trying to go onto that basic website now, and it's not letting me, so...
All
I don't
right,
know if
so
that actually exists.
I am at Google News right now. So hold on. How do you spell such a crack news team?
W-I-L-L.
Thank you. Will Ferrell. Okay, here we go again. Will, wait, no. Okay, so the...
Top headline.
The top headline here says, actor Will Ferrell dies in paragliding.
But it takes you nowhere. Say, error.
Okay, but it goes to iNewsWire. Here's the weird thing, though. If you click on this story, it takes you to iNewsWire.com, and judging from the banner at the top, iNewsWire.com is a CBS company.
Huh.
Are you seeing that banner?
Yeah.
So, because my first thought was it was a parody site, or like an Onion thing, or like a joke site.
Mm-hmm.
But iNewsWire.com looks to be, I mean, there's the CBS logo, so it looks to be some sort of a legitimate news site.
Hmm.
I'm refreshing. You should try Drudge.
Very mysterious.
Go to Drudge Report.
Yeah,
we'll take
Drudge.
A couple of these calls. Rick Emerson chose this.
Hi, this is Colin. I called Sarah earlier about the news about Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that off of Sirius Radio. I was listening to...
Say that 100 more times.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to Bubba the Love Hunt, basically, and they were saying how tragic it was and hoping it was a joke, and they were saying that it was removed from the website they had heard it from. But there was no confirmation or denial about it.
Yeah, the only link we can... Oh, wait, here we go.
No.
No, okay, no.
Just wait a minute. So I'm reading the content from iNewsWire.com, which does look to be a CBS website, and it says, the content of this press release was removed or moved to another location.
Mm.
Please use our search function to find this item. Okay, so hold on. So Will...
I already tried it.
Really? And you got nothing?
Nothing.
Well, there's no AP or UPI or anything.
No, no, and the iNewsWire thing was saying it was like 6 hours ago. So hold on, I'm searching and waiting. All right,
this
Colin.
Is thrilling radio.
Yes, I'm sure this is gripping. All right, Colin, thank you. We appreciate it.
That's why never to trust satellite radio.
All right, so there's look at you. Look at you turning a negative into a positive right there. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hi, it's Alyssa. I just sent an email.
Alyssa.
There's a link in there about Will Ferrell.
All right, so you just sent that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, to rick@rickemerson.com?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me go here. Alyssa, where are you listening at today?
I'm in Portland.
Excellent. God bless you. I'm making small talk while I go to the air. Thank you so much. Are you spreading the word?
What's that?
Are you spreading the word?
I am.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Alyssa and... Okay, now this is an MSN link.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
And I'm opening this MSN site. And...
Attention is building.
Will Ferrell... I'm just loading so unbelievably slowly here. Okay, now see...
I would think that there would be a bigger headline if this was true.
Okay, now when I click this...
The MSN headline is about gossip, Jennifer Aniston's no victim.
Yeah, and when I click this MSN link, it just takes me to a generic Will Ferrell page.
I sent the wrong one in.
Yeah, it just takes me to a... Well, or they've changed it. It's a generic Will Ferrell page. There's actually no... There's no information about it. It just says, like, born whatever, and, you know, he's an actor and something or other. So, all right. So now, did you search MSN and find it there?
Google.
All right.
That was no help. We tried that before.
No. Okay.
So could A, be a joke, or B, maybe they haven't, you know, if it's real, they might have not have notified people yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a thing where, like, the family doesn't know, or they're trying to come up with a less embarrassing way that he died or something. All right,
well,
Alyssa.
That happened yesterday.
Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Okay, we've got this from, wait for it. We got this from Aaron. Geek in the City. Rick, this started as a FARC headline this morning.
Uh-huh.
As sad. It has now been rechanged to dumbass. That's the tag that he's on FARC. It may be a joke, nothing solid yet. The Geek Squad is on it. So, even, you know, there's no, even on FARC, though, like, there's no way that would have shown up on FARC unless it was like they had to. There had to have been an existing news link for it to even get approved on FARC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're still trying to find out here. All right. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Kevin in Brush Prairie.
Kevin in Brush, do you have knowledge of Will Ferrell's life or death?
No, I was going to ask you, you heard that Isaac Hayes quit South Park?
Yes. This is the Rick Emerson Breaking Entertainment News Squad. Yeah, because apparently he claims that he doesn't want them making fun of religion, which means he doesn't want them making fun of Scientology, because apparently he's had no problem with them making fun of Christians for the last decade.
Right, and furthermore, he's had no problem with this for, I just checked Google. It aired on November 16th, this Scientology episode.
Yeah, I heard that they're not going to be airing it again. I've heard they pulled that episode and won't be playing it again.
No, they're playing it tonight.
All right. Oh, really?
On the Comedy Central website, that's listed as tonight's rerun.
Good for that. I'm
going to be showing that one.
Excellent. I'm all over that. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okie doke.
All right. Let's move on. Rick Emerson Show, do you have knowledge of Will Ferrell's paragliding death?
I do. On Defamer.com, it's an internet joke.
Okay. I'm going to Defamer right now. Hold on.
All right, you're there.
Okay. Here we go. Defamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you scroll down, like three stories down, it says debunking it.
Okay. Okay, so I'm now reading. Here is the press release that went out. What's your name? Is this Kevin?
I'm Chris.
Chris? Okay, so I'm reading now the press release that went out, which apparently is fake. It says, Dateline Los Angeles, actor Will Ferrell accidentally died. Now, see, is it wrong that I'm disappointed? Is it? No, I mean, because look, we're all...
He is a very good actor.
Yeah, but that's what makes it better. It's poetry if he's dead.
No,
if he's not dead, he should kill himself
now. We will
now
appreciate all of his projects he makes after today.
Will Ferrell.
His performance in Bewitched deserved an Oscar.
Will Ferrell, I am urging you now, for the sake of your career, to take your life. No, because, look, don't throw things at me, because he would have been hailed as a genius whose career was cut short. Like I said, if he dies now,
it's... last movie would have been Bewitched. That's just cruel.
If he dies now, it's poetry. All right, so the press release that went out, I will read to you. It says... Actor with Dateline Los Angeles, actor Will Ferrell, accidentally died in a freak paragliding accident yesterday in Torrey Pines, Southern California. The accident apparently happened somewhere near the famed paragliding site after a freak wind basically blew Farrell and his companion towards a wooded area where they lost control before crashing into the dense foliage.
Here, first of all, where's Torrey Pines, California?
I don't know.
If it's in Southern California, you'd think somebody might have heard of it before.
I don't know.
This is poorly written, too.
And it's very poorly written. And also, but see, my first clue that this was not real was that it was a hilarious way to die. I mean, if you get really dying, paragliding's a funny word. And dying in a paragliding accident that throws you into dense foliage is hilarious. Farrell and his professional guide, wait for it, Horacio Gomez, all right, of AirTech Paragliding Center, attempted to jump at 2 in the afternoon. According to the witnesses, the conditions were ideal for paragliding, and the weather didn't pose a problem at all. It says, to reiterate, Will Farrell, not dead. And apparently, now, I never saw Wedding Crashers, but it does say here that his character in Wedding Crashers actually at one point mocks a hang gliding accident. And so that's where they got the idea for this. All right, okay. So according to Defamer, who I trust, apparently Will Ferrell, sadly, not dead. And I mean, relatively speaking, it's sadly. You get a little thrill when somebody... Look, when you think a celebrity's dead, we can all admit this, we're grown-ups. You think a celebrity's dead, you get a little thrill. You get a little surge that goes through you. You know what I'm saying? It's true. All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Let's do one more here. Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, what's up?
Mike, listen, I'm on the KGTV website down in San Diego, and he's not dead because Torrey Pines is in San Diego County. You know where it's at. It's just above La Jolla.
Jim?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm all over here. One of my favorite spots.
Yep.
Hey, dude, it's so good to hear you, man. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's
good. Thank you. It's good to be back. All right. There you go. Okay. I love our listeners. Okay. Well, that was short-lived. Damn, man.
Like, that was an exciting, 10 minutes.
All the more reason to rely on free terrestrial radio.
Okay. I want to note for the record. So, yes, it was satellite radio that got the story wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is terrestrial radio that gave you the straight dope, my friends.
Well, they don't have any real people roaming around checking these things out.
When you need the straight scoop, when you need the real deal, when you need the bottom line, when you need the facts, the story, there's only one place to turn, my friends. All right. You know, for 30 seconds, we were back on schedule. And then Tim ran in, Will Ferrell is dead in a paragliding accident, and ran out. This was...
In the meantime, this has been put on the air at every radio station up and down the hallway.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so genius, too. I wish we'd been filming it, because Sarah and I are just sitting here talking about coffee, and it was like Scooter on the Muppets when he runs in and he goes, 3 seconds to curtain, Mr. Stallone. Tim... This is exactly what it sounded like to my ears. The microphone will now be the ears of Rick Emerson. Will Ferrell is dead in a paragliding accident. I'm on it. That's all, man. That was it. And it's like, you know, and that makes your heart go pitter-patter. How far behind are we?
About.
Not that it matters.
I wonder if CBS minutes. Radio regrets bringing this program in. We were told that they would be on time and that they produced...
Spread a false news story to all of their stations.
I didn't say it was a false news story. I was merely reporting that other people were reporting that Will Ferrell had died in a paragliding accident.
And I was merely relaying what was heard on satellite radio.
That's true. So, really, if there is blame to be laid, if there is fault to be had...
It's on the doorstep of Sirius.
That's right. Satellite radio has let you down yet again. Unreliable. Indefensible. All right.
Overpriced. Should we take a break now?
I don't know.
I think we should.
There's nowhere to go from here.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll come back. I swear to Christ, we'll come back and we'll do the top five. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Live from Portland, Oregon. Don't go anywhere.
Always stay.
Rick Emerson Show. We're back. Will Ferrell. Dead. Completely dead. Now, see, that's how you start a false rumor. See, that's reporting false news. Will Ferrell not dead. Sadly.
Can you stop saying sadly?
I'm saying I'm glad he's alive, but we are poorer for it. Because tomorrow we go back to doing our regular show. If he'd been dead, milk that for a day, two, three. Top five dead celebrities. And it would have made him another dead SNL alum. I mean, there's legs there. We could have talked about the curse. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Today's show has either been terrible or brilliant. I'm really not sure which. Brilliant, I would say. Let's go with brilliant. All right. We'll do this call, then we'll go to the city desk with Tim Riley, then we'll do today's top five comeback albums of all time. Rick Emerson shows us.
Hey, this is John. Welcome back, my friend.
John, thank you. What's up, brother man?
I have missed you.
Thank you.
Golly, if you ever depart again, I'll have to ask my friend Tanya to come whack you.
It wasn't my fault. Wasn't my... I had nothing.
You probably loved being whacked.
I am not the one to be whacked. Had nothing to do with us.
Not by Harding?
No. It was... Well, maybe. Man, that was... You want to talk about a news story that we missed since we didn't get to do this hour because Will Ferrell tried to, you know, was killed for about... Because for 10 minutes, Will Ferrell was dead. We didn't get to do this whole thing that I had planned out. See, the best laid plans of Mice and Men and Rick Emerson. And then one ill-timed rumor just completely destroys it. But I had planned on us doing this whole thing about fantastic or big stories that we missed. Because... we might as well talk just a couple of them here, because you know what I didn't get to talk about. Do you remember when Tanya Harding was on, or Tanya Harding, as they call her now?
You know what? I think her special is on one of these obscure cable channels tonight. The Tanya You Never Knew, a brand new special.
Really?
I think it's on either the History Channel or Biography Channel. If you have the listings, it's on this week sometime.
I can program that here. I can program my TiVo from any computer, you bastards.
Okay.
All right.
Tanya Harding.
Because it was about 6 weeks ago. It was like 5 weeks before we went on the air that I got this email. Dude, you got to watch Tanya Harding on Entertainment Tonight, and she's huge. And I tuned in, and man, it's like she's a double wide. Man, she's...
You don't think she's hot anymore, do you?
Well, I'd still do her, but but that's just for old time's sake. That's like a grandfathered in kind of
thing.
Well,
she's created another chin, you know that. She's got two chins.
Well, she was always, how should we put this, she was always a stout woman. She was, it's like yesterday we were talking about having a matronly beauty or being a handsome woman. Tanya Harding was always a stout lady. She always had those thighs that were just like tree trunks. But now it's like She's built like one big stump. I mean, she's effectively got the body of Lars Larson at this point. She really is just Lars in a wig. I mean, you don't want to be that. That's no good. That's a road to nowhere. So, all right.
It's great to have you back, my friend.
Well, thank you, John.
And you fill a void in my day these days.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank
you. All right. There you go. Okay. Let's all stop.
And smell the roses.
Let's take about 10 seconds here.
Exhale.
Because everything went all skewy there for a while. First,
the people next door staring at us.
When a couple?
Yeah.
Just stare back.
Well, first, Gary Baumgarten went all insane, which is fine. And then we ran out of coffee. Mm-hmm. Then I went to get coffee, and Will Ferrell was dead. I came back, and Will Ferrell had died. And then he
was resurrected.
And then he was dead for 10 minutes. Yeah, and then he lived again. It's a whole lot to process. And our second day back, a whole lot to process. Mm-hmm. All right. See, but thank your lucky stars or the deity of your choice that we were here. You know? I mean, otherwise you would never have gone through this whole bonding experience with us. It would have been like 15 seconds of some Rob Schneider stand-up act over and over. That's, you know, you don't want that. So, all right. All right, have we regrouped?
We have.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is the city desk news beat. Tim Riley reporting. Our top story, Will Ferrell is not dead. We have confirmed Will Ferrell did not die as previously reported. We do have a report of some confirmed dead people, and that comes to us, of course, from Iraq. At least, I should say, only 86 dead bodies have been found there so far today. At the same time, President Bush praised Iraq for averting civil war.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at the... There's a certain irony with the... Because the dead, and then he averts... Never mind.
Well, do we have our sound bites ready here?
I don't know. What sound bites are these?
We're going to talk about the paying extra for a safe seat on a Northwest airline plane.
I'm ready. Let's rock.
So, if you want to pay a little bit extra, you can get A, extra legroom, B, the seat next to the emergency door so you can jump out before the crash.
Northwest is looking any way they can to increase revenue, and they've realized that many people want those emergency exit rows that give you the more legroom. And so they're charging now, they're offering them for $15. I think eventually the price will be up and they'll get much more for it.
This is an actual story.
Now, I thought that was the aisle that it was by the safety door was the one with no legroom. I thought that was because you can't recline that seat, right?
That's true.
I thought it was.
Okay, so this must be two separate things. So, A, you pay extra if you want the seats next to the emergency exit, or B. Oh, it does say here you get the exit row chairs with the extra leg room.
So I don't know where it is in the plane.
Buyer beware.
I always get stuck in that whatever that seat is. I get stuck in that one seat that where you can't recline it. You know what I'm talking about? You get on a plane and it's like no matter when I buy my ticket, no matter how far in advance I pay for it, I always get in that row where it's like you go to lean the seat back and you can't because it's bolted under the middle of the plane because that's like the seat that's holding the wing on or something. So I'm not able to do that. All right, well, whatever.
So that's...
No one ever escapes. That safety door is a scam. You know what I mean? That safety door is a scam for the same... They're there for the same reason that the exit instructions are there. The same reason that the stop traffic button and the elevator door close button are there and the crosswalk button. None of these things do anything.
Like those people in the folder smiling, sitting in a raft in the water.
Totally. They are all there to give you the feeling that you've got control or power or that you all will not die a horrible, incinerating, smoke-filled, painful, agonizing death. You will. You will soil yourselves, and then you will burn alive. That's what's going to happen. And look, you know, no door is going to stop that, all right? I mean, what are you doing? Planes in a death spiral. You're going to open the door. What exactly are you going to do once that door is open? Door open. I'm going to live. Right there, man, into the side of a hill. You're not going to do it.
It's like, you didn't pay the extra $15. You may not pass in this direction.
The door also does you no good if you're in the ocean, of course. All it does is it'll put you out in that raft where you're going to bake into a piece of jerky.
No, everybody's smiling in that raft picture.
So there's nothing. So the door does bupkis, my friend. So you pay that extra $15 all you want. I'll just pay not to sandwich, you know, myself between two obese people. Where it's like, and you know, it's like that thing where you, and one of them always has to get up and use the bathroom, and then you're right there deep in the folds. You don't want that. All right.
Earl, you're sitting next to the person who's going home from a funeral. Out come the headphones and the music.
No, I'm always next to the baby that stinks of sour milk.
This comes to us from Jacksonville, Florida, where police there want to know how sex toys or romantic goods were stolen during a weekend convention. Over $1,500 worth of items, probably more than the gross national product of some of these small towns down there, was taken from a conference room at a downtown hotel during the Southeastern Erotic Cultural Conference. Three women who were vendors told police that somebody took two pairs of leather and metal bondage suspension cuffs, a 28-inch long leather whip, bath salts, rainbow...
Which one of these items doesn't belong? A package of Jeanette's bath splash.
There's a rainbow pot holders and an electrical stimulation device.
Hold on. Let's take these one at a time. What were the list of items?
Okay, we have two pair of leather and metal bondage suspension cuffs.
I don't understand. Sarah, maybe you can help me out with this.
No, I can't.
I don't understand what suspension cuffs are. How are those different from regular...
I'm sure one of the listeners know.
Isn't suspending like, you know, hanging?
Is that like they bolt into the ceiling or something?
Perhaps.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know.
Well, all right.
A 28-inch long leather whip.
Enough said, I guess.
Bath salt.
That's hilarious. That's like foot powder or something. That's the thing that doesn't belong on the list.
How about rainbow pot holders? And an electrical stimulation device.
That's the one I'm curious about. That's got to be... Do you remember, sir, we went to Fantasy
A long time ago.
And there was this...
Sarah
and I went to Fantasy. So the Fantasy and Sandy. And there was this... It was this urethral stimulation device, right? Isn't that the thing? That you just...
It was like electrodes.
It was... Well, it wasn't like electrodes. It was electrodes.
That was like a taser.
Yeah, it was a taser for your urethra. How can I tase the inside of my sphincter? How bored are you with your sex life? I want to know what it is that you've gone through. Like, what have you already checked off on the list by the time you get to tasing your urethra? Like, what... What have you done by then? I mean, what are the steps? Like, if step one is missionary position when you're 16 and you're just learning how to do that, how to use that thing. Step one is missionary position, and like step 90 is jamming an electrode into your urethra and hooking yourself up to a car battery. What are steps like 87 through 89? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure there's somebody on that MySpace thing who would know something about that.
MySpace. See, now I'm all convinced that we're going to be stalked. Gary Baumgarten's put the fear of technology into me. All right, let's see who this is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? No.
Hey, Rick, it's Scott from Film Fever.
Scott from Film Fever. How are you, sir? Are you calling to talk about tasing something inside your body or suspending a delicate part of your anatomy?
Good God, no.
That I have no use for you, sir.
I could.
Are you calling to report the fictitious death of a celebrity?
I am. I heard rumors that Sarah X. Dillon has passed away.
No.
Is there any truth to that rumor?
Well, the question is, whatever happened to that woman on MySpace who was pretending to be you?
I had her removed.
You had that bitch bounced.
I had that.
Whoa, removed. Back up. What?
There was a woman on MySpace pretending to be Sarah.
Oh, that.
And leaving comments for people like, "Had a great time talking with you. LOL. Chat with you later, Sarah."
And like using
creepy
using your picture and your name, which is, I mean, it's like it's almost flattering that they would use your picture. But
a
then
picture
she was
that they took from your website because it's a it was a really old picture.
Yeah, it was like from when you were like 20.
Uh huh.
And so, but then they were like posting everywhere with her name as though they were her.
That's
all very
really
confusing.
Kind of creepy.
It's all very confusing. All right. Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say it's so good to hear you guys back on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yesterday, but you had a pretty busy show. So
we've had a couple of days in a row where just
I'm actually
chaos.
Working from home today, and I don't really get the signal that well out here until St. Helens. But I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm so glad to hear everyone back on the air. It feels like it's odd how the 11 months that has passed. Hearing your show yesterday, it's like no time at all went away. Very strange.
Well, we hope to have you back and doing your movie thing with us, my friend.
Anytime.
Excellent.
I got some new stuff we're working on with good old Aaron. So
excellent.
We'll keep you posted.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Scott Daly from FilmFever.org. There you go, man. All right.
Yeah, believe me, it was 11 months.
Yes. I remember my unemployment benefits ran out.
I was shocked.
When did everybody's unemployment benefits run out?
Six months.
Sarah was never on unemployment because you had you were totally like, you know, it's like you're on the one piece of driftwood in the ocean and you're stepping to the other one. Like, you totally had the other job before the station went
off
the air.
Yeah, but notice how I'm still changing apartments and cord cable.
We left there in April. My unemployment benefits, how depressing is this? My unemployment benefits were scheduled to run out the week of Christmas. And I actually voluntarily signed off. I stopped getting unemployment because it's like you can't have your unemployment because you get that letter from the state like screw you. You are no longer getting any money. Mm-hmm. You can't get a letter from the government on Christmas week telling you that you're no longer getting unemployment because then you have to kill yourself. You know what I mean? Then you have to go to run your car in the garage for a while. And so I actually voluntarily stepped off unemployment for like 6 weeks. So that they would not run out on Christmas. And so my unemployment ran out, like 4 weeks ago. I mean, it really was right as I got this job, they stopped giving me unemployment. It's a bad scene. Tomorrow, one of the things we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to talk about unemployment tips. Because we have many people in the audience that are still without work. So tomorrow we're going to give some tips to the people in the audience who are jobless and tell them how to soak the man and how to make the most of your time off from employment. Do we need a break here?
We could. Should we break? Top five.
Can we do the top five and then run these breaks together?
Sure, we can.
That's, yeah.
Or simultaneously.
I'm the program director. We can do anything we want.
Oh, look at you tossing it around.
Flexing the management muscle.
I know. Yeah, Tim and I are your employees.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a little
scary.
You're
not of the people anymore.
Yeah. Kneel before Zod! Here's your top five. Okay, that's entirely the wrong bed. See how you ruined the comedic flow of the kneel before Zod and then the long comedic silence?
I'm clicking it.
Buddy, can you spare
top five.
We'll be back after this on the Rick Emerson Show. Don't you go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970. 503-733-2970. Don't call. There's no time. I can't tell whether we got a whole lot done today or not a damn thing done today.
It's all Will Ferrell's fault.
stupid Will Ferrell. I'm glad he's dead. Anyway. All right, so we did not update the... I'm turning over a new leaf. Tomorrow we're going to start getting to everything.
Sure.
We did not get to the updating the fact. We also didn't get a more comprehensive list of things, of stories that we missed while we were off the air. Tomorrow, though, we will talk a little bit about being unemployed and how to maximize your unemployment time and make the most of it. And we'll get to a bunch of emails. People have questions about the Rick Emerson Show, about Kyle, and who's coming back and who's not, et cetera, et cetera. So on and so forth. Coming up later on in the week, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to join us. And I know Scott Dally from filmfever.org. We're going to squeeze him in at some point and get a little movie review action going. Do we have... all right, shall we roll it? Ladies and gentlemen, the first one since last April. Please make way for the top five.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please make way from the City Desk with the top five. It's Tim Riley.
And as the Rick Emerson Show resumes its rightful place atop the Portland Broadcasting Pile, it's worth remembering the triumphant comeback is a long and storied show business tradition. And nowhere is this more true than in the field of music. As we flawlessly execute today's return broadcast, let's take a look back at some of the other entertaining resurrections of our time. These are the top five comeback albums of all time, with honorable mention going to Eminem with the Slime Shady LP.
This is
your dad that loves you, and I'm always be here for you, no matter what happens.
It's the creepiest song ever.
All I got in this world,
you know, this...
I would never give you up.
And this is actually a double comeback.
No,
because
in this world is ever gonna keep you from.
It is only the honorable mention, though.
Come on, hey, we're going to the...
Because he had done this album Infinity, and then, you know, he'd been written off as, of course, just another lame white rapper. He came back with this, and this is really what put him on the map, but this is also what marked the return of Dr. Dre. This is, you know, Dre came back with this album, and Dre had left Death Row Records. He put out this album called The Aftermath, which had sort of stiffed, and Dre himself had been considered washed up, both as a rapper and as a producer. And that Dre came back. You think about it, Dre discovered... It's really staggering when you think about the three distinct phases that Dr. Dre had, where he first, you know, he produced and created N.W.A. and really masterminded N.W.A., then Snoop Dogg and Death Row Records, and then Eminem. I mean, nobody, three times, nobody's done that. Nobody has changed the game, as they say, three different times the way that Dre had. And this was, you know, this was, of course, this made his comeback complete. There's honorable mention, Eminem.
At number five, Led Zeppelin, In Through the Outdoor.
Intro the Outdoor. I really agonized long and hard about whether to put this on the list. Because I knew that it would just look like more Zeppelin put on the list by Rick. And I weighed this against a lot of other things. The question is, what really construes a comeback? And Zeppelin really never had any albums that were failures. I mean, the closest they ever had to that was Led Zeppelin III, which, as they say, underperformed a little bit. They never really had any albums that were out-and-out flops. The difference is that between Presence and In Through the Outdoor, Presence? Physical Graffiti. God, I'm getting old. But the musical landscape had changed so much. That right before this album, I mean, you got the Clash and Generation X and the Damned and the Sex Pistols. The entire punk revolution happened, you know, right before this album came out, and they were just written off as dinosaurs. It's not that they had an album that stiffed. Just nobody thought that they were capable of being relevant. Nobody thought they were capable of putting out a record that anybody cared about. That's what this made. And I'm not a big fan of this record, truthfully, but it was a huge commercial success for those guys, and it kind of put them back on the musical map.
At number four, AC/DC, Back in Black.
Boy, this album is the blueprint for how to come back after a seemingly insurmountable disaster. Bon Scott chokes to death on his own vomit. And everybody thought these guys were gone, finished, toasted, done, washed up. I mean, because Bon Scott had such charisma, such presence. He was such an unbelievably distinctive vocalist. And they were, I mean, they were poised to take over the world. Listen to that. So fantastic. They were poised to take over the world with Highway to Hell. And, you know, and then Bon Scott died. And everybody just figured that was it for them. And they found a guy who sounded exactly like him. And you wouldn't accept that from anybody else. You know, and I mean, like when Van Halen tried it, half their audience left him. You know, because there was no replacement for Roth. But these guys managed to pull it off. Back in Black, still one of the greatest hard rock albums of all time. Maybe the greatest.
Number three, Aerosmith, Permanent Vacation.
Both for good and for bad. Boy, I never need to hear this song again. This big, bloated-ass power ballad. God, I can't even imagine how many slow dances and make-out sessions like in high schools across the country happened to this song. If you listen closely in the background, you can hear the sound of a Xerox machine as they just repeated the song over and over and over again for the next 15 years.
I never knew this was Aerosmith.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know.
Air Supply.
Oh, you think, yeah. I think it's written by Diane Warren, so that wouldn't make any... That wouldn't be a surprise. Did you not know this was Aerosmith?
No, I didn't, actually.
If I'd asked you, who is this, what would you have said?
You know, I don't know. I would think it was some...
Survivor.
Like, yeah, generic, yeah. Like, yeah. Soft rock, early 90s.
Eddie Money. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You're my angel. You know, it's so hard to be angry about this or to view it. I mean, I'll take a dead... Freudian slip. I'll take a live Aerosmith over a dead Aerosmith. I mean, it's like I'd rather have Aerosmith around than not recording at all, I guess. And they have put out some good music since then, but goddamn. And this just became the template for every song they put out after this. Yeah, let's never listen to this again.
Number two, Johnny Cash, American Recordings.
This song's by Danzig, by the way.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
You want to talk about a guy with a huge career third act.
I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
I mean, he was always a legend, but I mean, he sort of faded into the shadow of his own past
got
works.
Number 13 tattooed on my neck.
And then again, that fateful call from Rick Rubin. Which resulted in the album American Recordings.
When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red.
I mean, and he would have been a legend anyway, but the last 10 years of his life.
I was born in the soul of misery.
He recorded this and Solitary Man, and The Man Comes Around. I mean,
they just gave me the number.
This really did cement his legend.
And number one, Meatloaf. Bat Out of Hell, number two. As long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I want to know if they want love, and you know it's true, and that's
how long passed between Bat Out of Hell 1 was like 77? So 77, 91, 15 years. I mean, if in 1990, if 6 months earlier you had told people that Meatloaf would have the number one album and the number one single in the country, I mean, they thought you were on crack. But there's no one anywhere on any planet who saw this coming. I mean, and he was the world's most unlikely rock star to begin with. So the fact that he was able to pull this off, it was just nothing short of it. It's a freaking miracle.
This song is awesome still.
Won't you bat? I mean, especially because, this type of music was already outdated, but, I mean, and I don't get me wrong, I love Meatloaf, but this type of rock was already outdated when he was making it. I mean, it was triply out. I mean, 1991, the same year that Pearl Jam and Nirvana, you're telling me this is the number one album? It's astounding. It really is. It really is like deal with the devil material, you know? But I am unashamed, though, of my love for Meatloaf. I put it on and my wife leaves the house, but I don't care. I can't. I've tried. I can't get it like meatloaf or anything like meatloaf. But can't take anything away from the man. All right, there you go. Top five comeback albums of all time. Gonna make way for Lycus, followed by the Phil Hendry Show, 7 to 10, and we will be back in 21 hours. Coming up tomorrow, we're gonna talk about tips for enjoying your unemployment. Be reading the book.
By people who know it best.
There you go. We'll be talking about tips for your unemployment. We'll be.
That was you cutting the cut short. That wasn't me.
There's a countdown on it. You can see when it's going to cut off.
I can't see the countdown. That was the other machine.
Right. Well, we had a flawless day yesterday, so this was about to happen.
Oh, you and I
tomorrow
are talking.
Be a happy medium.
Yeah, there are things that I have control over and things I do not.
All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Make a note of it. We're back in 21 hours for all of us, Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, and myself. Thank you for being there. We will return tomorrow. Don't let the bastards grind it, as always. Thank you for listening. See you all tomorrow. Bye.
Right across his posterior.